You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Dumbfounded Part 2 episode. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about his experience going to Dr. Dre's recording studio. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the second time on the podcast, Koreatown's finest, Dumbfounded Part 2.
Yes. Yes, the sequel.
You caught me slipping last night, man.
The sequel. Yeah, we did run into each other last night.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them what happened.
So I had a comedy show, stand-up show.
At the Improv. Shout out to Joe Coy.
Yep, Joe Coy. Yeah. I had an opportunity to open up for Joe Coy, who's OG in the comedy game.
Dude.
And yeah,
OG.
And, you know, I'm like kind of a new cat coming
into
the game.
Yeah, dude, but you come on, dude.
I'm working on it. I'm working on the craft, you know. And then afterwards, I go to In-N-Out. The only one close to K-Town is the one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Pretty much in L.A., that's like the one, right?
Yeah.
You know, like within the L.A. County,
dude,
Hollywood area.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all the...
So we go there. It's right, always packed. I walk in. The line's always long. I'm in the back of the line. I squint my eyes across the room. I see another guy squinting his eyes back at me.
Yeah, I was staring at
you. We were straight squinting our eyes at each other.
You're right in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. We were squinting our eyes at each other for a while, trying to figure out if that's who we think we are.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's you. It was like, is that dumb?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And I was like, is that Steve?
I don't want to stare. I stare, but then I look down, and like I didn't want to make it too crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, fuck.
Finally,
I didn't want to be, but then you did want to be.
I did.
You did a wave, and I go, oh, that's
I
him.
Was like, one of us is going to have to wave and stop squinting.
Yeah.
Like, one of us has to figure it out.
You broke the ice, you're like, hey, and I'm like, okay, that's him.
There you go.
That's
him.
Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure, man, and it's not good for me. Like, seriously, I'm not lying when I say four times a week. Like, I think I'm addicted to this shit.
I mean, four times a week is, that's pretty, it's a lot.
How do you get your, you do the double stack, triple?
I usually get a double-double, animal style.
Oh, yeah.
But
Describe what that is. It's just
the two beef patties, onions, lettuce, tomato sauce, but then they grill the onions, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what animal style is.
Good, yeah.
It's so good.
Even their French fries, they never freeze them. They cut them fresh.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, French fries is not the greatest thing there, but you can get it, well done or something, and it tastes better, I think. Yeah,
you know, it's a guilty pleasure.
You in the corner alone, by the way.
I'm there alone all the time.
You're in this one corner
that's my seat.
The least favorite corner of the whole
restaurant. Well, it's near the drink.
Restaurant. It's near the fountain.
It's near the fountain drink.
It's like behind the fountain drinks.
I have to do it. Yeah, Dr. Pepper or fucking root beer.
So you just went there and it's one of your spots that you go to around.
Yeah, because it's open late.
Yeah.
Look, I could cook some shit, but do I want to cook rice again?
Yeah.
Do I want to cook another pot of rice, or do I want to just
That's the thing.
You know what I mean?
People always talk about cooking at home and, eating at home.
Yeah,
but,
I've done it.
But the thing is, you end up eating, you cook the same thing.
Shit.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's healthier either.
Fried rice, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
All day.
Rice, spam, egg, kimchi.
That's it. Yeah. Man, I went to your new spot, which is fucking tight. Where'd you find that fucking spot?
Well, I was looking for a house to buy finally on some grown shit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I've been renting my whole life. Nobody has bought property in my family.
Word?
Yeah, like my parents, when they immigrated here, never bought property, always rented.
Always
come
rent.
From a long lineage of renters.
Yeah.
A long lineage of renters since dating back to the ancestors. No. Yeah, so I was always renting. Our family was always renting.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that was some of the bad, investment moves my family made,
Then
finally I was like, so it's in my head, I've always wanted to own for the sake of, my family. You know what I mean? It's not that I had to own. I was happy renting.
Yeah.
But it just kind of was always I got to get a house,
That spot's tight, dog.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
How do you even find a spot like that?
I mean, I had a real estate agent.
Really? Word.
Steffi is a real estate agent, my co-host.
Shout out to Steffi. Yeah.
Steffi, she's a real estate co-host and real estate agent. Well, she was a real estate agent and went into modeling and acting.
Yeah, dude.
So she has the license.
Yeah,
so
she hooked it up.
She helps out homies.
I like how it's elevated. You have the whole view of fucking K-Town,
Man.
The way yours is situated, you have that view.
But I did look outside of K-Town to purchase.
What? That's unlike
that's
you. When I think of K-Town, the first person that comes up is you.
Well, the thing is, I wanted to buy a house, and there's no houses in K-Town.
Yeah,
really.
But that you basically have
a
house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I settled for a condo because houses are hard to buy. People are bidding on it.
Dude,
it's
expensive.
It's super expensive,
dude.
But my idea of when I own property has always been having a backyard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this condo doesn't, obviously have a yard.
Does it have a gym?
Yeah, it has amenities
in the building. Yeah.
But, I'm happy with it.
She brought up another interesting thing. She goes, there's old Korean gangsters that live in that building.
Really?
Yeah, she mentioned something. There's old kimchi crew or like old ass Korean.
Old kimchi crew.
But they still haven't grown. They have kids.
OKC? Yeah. Old kimchi crew? they reside in there.
They still have tattoos and kids, but they still haven't grown out of that.
We look like we would be in the gang old kimchi crew.
No. It's the generation.
This is how old kimchi crew would dress. The wife beater under here, the button up, the slide.
No, but I thought you would know. And they said they have respect for you. They you get the pass.
Nah, I mean, I rep K-Town proudly, but so many other people do. There's no king of K-Town, prince of K-Town.
Right.
That's ridiculous. No one owns a neighborhood.
But are there older dudes than us that are still older generation?
Everyone's very prideful, And I've always had a problem with people being I'm the king of this neighborhood.
Oh, there are people like that in K-Town?
Of course. And then they think I'm flexing that, But people usually say that to you,
Is it on some gang shit or just on?
No. It's just people see me repping and they're like, "Oh man, you're the blah 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 K-Town." I'm like, don't say that. You're gonna get me beat up.
but you like the area.
I love Koreatown.
Yeah,
I love it just because you know, it has all the things you'd love in LA, you know, like
the food. I mean,
the food is great. You have, I mean, that's one up there. And as far as nightlife, it's
yeah,
like
I
one
wanted
of the
to
best,
know about
it's
that.
One of the best spots for
how
nightlife.
How do you find out about, like,
it's not even that. It's
because
like,
there's an underground scene and shit there too, right?
Yeah,
the club scene and shit.
You know, there's karaoke lounges and all that. And you know what? It's like I like that there's a proud like Korean history there too,
yeah,
where a lot of the
yeah.
menus are still like in Korean, right?
Yeah, I had OG Chino here, and he kind of broke down.
Oh
but,
yeah,
I mean that's older than like
Chino is a business owner in K-Town,
yeah,
Escala.
But his history was like he was down with the Chicano, like he was down with the Mexicans.
Yeah,
and
so
he,
like every Asian dude in LA has been called Chino at one point.
Or Coreano.
But he might be the original Chino, which is crazy.
But he
like
wore
I've never
and shit. Like he
yeah,
was wearing
like,
Dickies.
You'll see old photos of him and it's like classic Chicano, like Los Angeles
Pendletons.
You know, fedora, like
yeah, quartet, like the fuck,
yeah,
yeah,
like the first chapter in like Mi Familia or some shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Love
like,
that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was an Asian guy in that.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
the guy
it was.
Open your eyes.
But yeah. I'm saying he's like an OG Chino.
Yeah,
like
he
used to row
yeah.
with gangs and
oh,
stuff
yeah.
too. Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's interesting? His story is like they never made him join, but they go, hey, let Chino do his thing.
Right, right.
So he was accepted, but he never got jumped in.
Let the Chino go
yeah.
and run a business in
yeah,
Koreatown.
So interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, but neighborhood's great, man. I feel like it's one of the few neighborhoods that's gotten gentrified really slowly, considering
how
popular it
is. When did that start happening?
I don't even think it's fully gentrified. Like, you go there, and there's still tons of Korean restaurants killing it.
Killing it.
And it's not like, there's like a Sweetgreen and shit like that, but it's not like killing it over popular restaurants. And,
yeah,
you know
no,
I mean?
You can't.
There's like a Blue Bottle there, but like a Korean coffee shop could be killing
yeah.
it harder than Blue Bottle.
Yeah,
you know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? It hasn't like taken over.
Were you there? Like, where were you in 92? Like, shout out to your, do you still selling those, the baseball?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I noticed that 92.
Yeah, I put 92. I mean, I could have put any number,
but
I
why
put
92?
Because I felt like it was like a point where a lot of the heart of the riots happened in Koreatown, right? Where,
oh,
like,
yeah.
businesses were getting looted, but
how old were you?
Just,
do you remember you?
Yeah,
where
I was,
you
like,
were?
6, 7 years old. I remember that was a vivid memory where I didn't know what was going on. My parents were, like, super immigrant parents, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So they were, like, fobs to, like, the local kind of community. But my dad was a business owner in downtown.
Clothing
though.
Or laundry bag, liquor?
In downtown, doing wholesale, like, toys, cheap toys
yeah,
and things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that. There's
yeah,
wholesales
yeah.
of all type of shit.
Oh,
over
hell
there.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was in downtown, so he didn't have to worry too much about that. But he was coming to we're in K-Town, and he was, like, helping out his friend's businesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because, like, protecting it and stuff. But also, he was taking care of our family. So we're in the car. I remember I was, like, 6, 7 years old. We pull into California Market, Kaju Market.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, yeah.
As soon as we pull in, and we're just grabbing food or something. My dad doesn't know what that it's, like, happening right at the moment.
He doesn't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Like, well, he does, but he didn't. He thought he was like, we're going to get some groceries
yeah,
or something. We
yeah.
pull into the market. And the old, like, militant security guard, Ajashi, the old
yeah,
guy,
yeah.
is like, get out of here. The mob is coming. Like, in Korean, you
oh,
know?
Oh, jeez.
And then we pull out of the parking lot. We look down Western Avenue, and there's a mob of people just walking down the street.
Just looting.
Yeah, just I'm not even looting. Just walking, just running down the street, like,
damn.
Making its rounds, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that was kind of, like, the extent of the memories that I had. I wasn't, like, outside. I was a
outside.
Kid.
Outside, yeah,
I was a
yeah.
kid, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
my,
I've seen documentaries.
My dad would
yeah.
know more. I was actually in a L.A. Riot documentary.
That's crazy.
They interviewed me about it because I'm a Koreatown
yeah,
local.
Yeah,
they,
yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
They interviewed me
yeah.
about my thoughts.
What'd they ask you?
They just asked me about my thoughts about everything that was happening and the relationship. And at the time, yeah, that was difficult because, you know, the relationship between Koreans
and other
black
races.
Community, the
yeah.
brown community was bad, obviously. And to be honest, it was a huge miscommunication where not that communities weren't getting treated bad. Of course, yeah, there was black and brown community that was getting treated bad if they came into a store. Yeah, they got followed.
Yeah,
and
menace
stuff.
To society didn't help.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the first scene.
All that,
I mean?
All that happened, and obviously,
damn.
All the verdicts and stuff
yeah.
angered the community, and all the looting happened.
Oh,
because
there's that lady that shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
but
yeah.
the whack part is there wasn't a we weren't able to have a dialogue because all the Koreans then didn't speak any English. There was no communication. And I always say this, even post riots, I felt like there wasn't much closure and dialogue between communities, know? And I wish like someone like a lot of us, maybe like some Korean Americans, some young black influence, like really people with influence, would have had a conversation, you know, about it then. But obviously things are like different now. People have the dialogues and panels and whatnot, you know.
But you've helped out a lot, whether you like it or not, as far as like just the battle rap shit. Like you broke down a lot of fucking barriers as far as integrating. Hey, this, you know, like the Asian shit with, more accepted.
I've gone through a journey of that too. Because, you know, me, when I was a young Asian kid growing up in hip hop, we don't really think about like a lot of the race relations because we just love the craft, right?
And going to add on to that, most Asians during that time were like DJs.
I mean, but there's more of a dialogue now and about the relationship. And to be honest, it's like, the relationship between Asians and the black community is not super great right now in the current state. And I think we need to kind of address that and not pretend like our relationship has always been great. It might have been good throughout historical times, during the civil rights movement, all that. Like there might have been moments of solidarity, but we got to kind of address that. Like maybe our relationship is not that great because we see people attacking each other online and
or in person,
pointing fingers in person, but also like after people see these videos and then we start pointing fingers at each other and then the quickest thing we're quick to say is like, nah, like let's just blame media or white supremacy, but why don't we actually have conversations between communities?
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Asians are weird like that. Like they'll communicate, but they're not going to be vocal about certain shit, or they'll keep it on the low.
We just live in a generation where I think people are, you know, they don't want to have these conversations, and they keep.
I don't know why not.
And it's funny because they're like, we need to have these difficult conversations, but are you really having the difficult conversations?
No, they're not.
Yeah, like when you say you're cool. That's not me. I have like a community of mixed friends and all those things, but like that's fine and you're privileged to have that.
Yeah.
But you got to look at the general community and maybe see that everybody is not lucky like you, right? Everybody's not lucky like me. To have come up with a crew of like seven black rappers and I was always around.
You're the only Asian dude like Thirsty Fish.
The fact that I was in Lamert Park or whatnot. Yeah. And I think the general consensus is that if you look at LA, it's been segregated for a while. Asians have hung out like Asians in this area, or like there's been, you know, you have mixed moments, but if you look at the city, it's kind of segregated, you know what I'm saying?
Even that culture, like even before you start popping off, I thought Fushnikins were Asian. I'm like, you know, the Fushnikins?
I was like,
oh, there's finally an Asian rap group. But then I looked at the video.
Was that because they were
rapping? I'm like, oh, they're black guys.
Was that because they were rapping some wild gibberish?
Yeah, kind of like DOS Effects. But it was like the name. I'm like, oh, Kung Fu.
Right.
And I'm like, and they're wearing like karate outfits and stuff.
I mean, I just had a conversation with like RZA about this, actually.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you link up like,
Dope because I feel like Wu-Tang is a group of black rappers that showed appreciation and
for
not
Asian
appropriation.
Culture.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference.
Because they grew up on Kung Fu flicks, man.
And that's the difference. Like, you can't really go at Wu-Tang because Wu-Tang actually had a huge appreciation for it. RZA studied so much stuff in Chinese martial arts culture. And if anything, he put me onto some Asian shit that
I didn't
know about.
I still look up his stuff like, what Asian movie, what kung fu flick do I watch
that's
tonight?
What I'm
and I'm typing it, and he has like a top 10 list.
He put me onto so much
Drunk
shit.
And
even like a lot of the movies and stuff we grew up on, like our generation, right? I'm not talking about old Bruce Lee movies, but even just like Kill Bill and stuff. RZA was like advising because
he knew.
He knew, you know what I mean? So there is an appreciation level. And I think
got
to start like not point fingers quickly for appropriation, but also appreciation. You know,
when you first met him, Was there like respect there? Like, was he cool?
Yeah, I mean, RZA doesn't know who I am, you know. But
I'm sure he does.
Dude. No, he didn't. He didn't know.
Because a lot of those fools, like they're battle rap fans.
I would have liked to think that he did, but he didn't.
I know Method Man like knows who.
Oh yeah,
you are.
Method Man knows who I am, and because I met Method Man, he started like saying like lines I said, and I was like, whoa. I love Method Man, man. I have so much respect for him. Dude, like he blew my mind because. I met Method Man. He was hosting a show where celebrities battle rap each other.
Right.
That James Corden produced. Yeah. Was that
Nick Cannon shit? Is that his shit?
No, it was James Corden's show. He had this segment on his talk show where sometimes his celebrity guests would battle rap each other and stuff.
That's crazy, yeah.
So they turned it into a separate show. Method Man was the host. Oh. And they hired real battle rappers to coach the celebrities.
Like Awkwards was that the one they hired Awkwards?
I think Awkwards was hired too. Some other battle rappers, Rone was hired.
Shout out to Awkwards.
So I went on the set for the show and I was like coaching some celebrities.
You were an advisor.
Celebrities. Coach. I don't even remember the name. They must have been like C-list or something
right.
But I was like giving them lines, helping them with rhythm and shit. And then, I see Method Man. I'm like fanning out. I'm like, yo, my name is Dunfab, bro. I'm just a huge fan, blah, blah, blah. He's like, bro, I know who the fuck you are. And I was like,
damn,
oh, shit.
That's a trip.
I'm still not good when I meet like heroes. I fan out. Like, I'm not ever like too shy about that shit.
That's crazy. I really especially someone out. Like that, like fucking a Wu-Tang head. Like, that's fucking crazy.
I'd be really like fanning out, like, you know. I had a random chance to go to Dr. Dre's studio, right? So I get
Well, how did this happen? Like, that's crazy.
One of my musician friends, who's like a big musician,
invites
me to go to like come to his Dr. Dre's studio, which happens to be at his house, right?
Is that Malibu?
Like Bel Air.
Of course.
I don't know. It's somewhere
down there.
It's like some area I've never been to in my life.
Somewhere west.
Yeah,
somewhere
west. It was like, I swear to God, I went to a train station and went through the wall like Hogwarts. You know, like, it was like some rich, the most rich area like I've never ever even been to. So I'm going to
Beverly Hills?
I think Bel Air.
Bel Air.
So I go into this area, pull up to this huge gate, and there's a person with a clipboard, and I don't know why the fuck they have a clipboard.
At
it's 2021. You don't really you got a system, a computer or something. I'm already like nervous. Because my boy said he's gonna put me on the list, but for some reason I'm like nervous as fuck. I'm lying for some reason. I'm like Postmates. No, I don't know. I'm just nervous as fuck. And I say my name. I'm on the list. They open the fucking gates, huge gates. I pull in to like a roundabout they have in front of this mansion, and there's like eight fucking majestic cars, the craziest cars I've ever seen.
Aston Martin.
And I feel like I automatically lower the value of the property by pulling my Honda Civic into this driveway. Like my 2012 Honda Civic, I put into this driveway and the property value just went down.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah. So I park it. And this, like, butler dude comes through.
He has the tuxedo? Like
a door guy. Oh, he had a tuxedo. I don't know if he had a tuxedo. I don't remember that. But
he was a butler.
Yeah, and he walks me to this, like, separate house next to his main house.
Jeez.
Goes down these corridor stairs, and then there's this metal door. And there's a passcode thing, and he's little, you know, whatever. And then the fucking metal door opens, and you go in, and it's like the nicest studio I've ever seen.
What was nice? Like, was it just the board and like,
oh, bro, it was
customized
just
NPC?
Everything, you know, custom doors, furniture, the most expensive shit.
Oh, damn.
And then I go into the studio, I see Snoop Dogg, Exhibit, Busta Rhymes, and then a comedians too, like Anthony Anderson, Dion Cole, Mike
Busta
Epps.
Rhymes was there?
Yeah, Busta Rhymes is a Mike Epps.
So we were the actor?
Mike Epps, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
So I'm standing there, and then...
You're solo?
No, I brought a girl.
Okay.
And she was like, this is so impressed.
Yeah,
and I'm
all
flexing,
of course.
Like I've been there.
But rightfully so. I would be doing the same.
Super dope. So
how you doing, Dre?
I'm standing there, though, and Dre starts walking up to me. I'm fucking nervous because, you know, I'm the only Asian dude there.
And I
feel like he's going to be like... Because, you know, I know he's a private dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want strangers there or whatever. He's walking up to me. And he's like, he goes, hello.
And, That's how he said it?
Yeah, he goes, hello. And I get mad nervous that he said that.
Are you sweating?
So I go like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
Oh, damn, you're stuttering?
I said, yeah, I said.
You're stuttering.
And then, you know, I mentioned my boy's name that I'm there. Shake hands, introduce myself. So it's all good. We're chilling. He's just like in the zone. There's like a party going around on around him, and but he's just tuned into the music, just listening
like
to
a
the
scene
music.
In a movie, dog.
Yeah, it was sick. Yeah.
Where were the other? Where's Snoop and Busta situated?
They're all there, like
were
listening.
They sitting down?
Yeah, Dre had a beat playing,
and they were writing.
They were kind of writing, but it was a cool thing. Was like anytime someone thought of a line, they just go up to the mic and just say a line.
Punch it in.
Yeah.
So that's how they record. They just punch it in.
But I mean, say a line, or like Snoop could be at the mic and he's just thinking of a line. And everyone's kind of contributing.
Was there blood smoke?
Yeah, of course. So like, you know, as everyone's writing together, my boy's writing with them too, and I'm just like trying to get a bar in. I'm like, So I'm like trying to get a bar in through my friend to Snoop. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, did you bring your notebook?
Nah.
Hella fucking funny if you had your notebook with a pen. Like,
yo,
hey guys, I'm ready.
But I will say the most amazing thing was.
But you got a bar in?
They spit a bar in there, but I don't know if the song's ever gonna come out or whatnot.
Oh, that'd be tight.
But he had like this couch with like girls on it, right?
Oh, there's entourage.
But they were like OG groupies. You know what I mean?
What are the differences?
Like,
what are the differences?
These girls
OG
have been there.
Groupies?
These girls have been there since NWA. You know what I mean? Like, these girls have been loyal. They've been rolling with Dre since the early 90s.
So they're Cougars.
The original Chronic.
The
you know
OG
what I mean?
Cougars,
yeah, the original Chronic.
From like 90.
Yeah, they were there, super loyal.
So
super,
they're
super
35
nice,
to 40 years
very
old.
Very motherly. Like, want a drink, sweetie? Like, very motherly. You know what I mean?
So they're like 30 to 40 years old.
Yeah, definitely.
Cougars.
Definitely. I mean, 30, 40. I mean, I'm 34, but they could be even older, maybe.
Right.
They were super
but
nice.
They're
like,
the
sweetie, you need a snack? Like, you know, like. It's like,
what kind
you
of
want a Lunchables pack, sweetie? I'm like
Lunchables. What kind of beverages and stuff did they have there?
Everything. I mean,
everything.
You know, they got a runner. It's like whatever you need, whatever.
Damn.
But I mean, I hope Dre doesn't get me killed or anything. But
no, that's fine.
He
didn't.
He won't even remember
location.
The one. He won't. Yeah. He doesn't remember that.
I doubt he watches the pod.
There.
I doubt he watches this.
That'd be amazing. He's like, what do you mean? That's my favorite pod.
Dude, you know what's a trip? You never know who's watching your shit.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to my brother and he goes, yeah, Howie Mandel says hi. I go, what?
Wow.
He watches.
Wow, like regularly?
I don't know, but he knows about it. I go,
yeah.
What?
That's amazing.
But that's the thing. You don't know who's watching your shit.
You don't know. I love that, man. I love that. And
so meth might be watching yours, like all those
cats.
That's
true. Well,
yeah.
I mean, meth man, when he came up to me, the fact that he watched my battles and stuff was amazing. Like even, you know, Drake watches battles too.
Oh, he knows about you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did a battle where Drake did a press conference, shouted me out, and I fanned out because, you know, I'm a fan of Drake, and then he, like, you know, shouted me out. I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, speaking upon that, like, are you taking a hiatus from that?
Yeah, I haven't battled in, like, five, six years. But I'm still a fan of battles. I watch battles, and I want to still create stuff incorporating battle rap into things, right? So if I do a TV show, I have an idea where I'm going to incorporate some of that. Because it's like, when you see what Lin-Manuel did with like Hamilton, you know, because he comes from like a rap background with his friends and
the kids love that.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, but more than that, I love it or not, I respect it because I feel like he took like what he's
theater
good at and turned it into like
operatic,
a musical, operatic. And whether you think that shit is tight or not, it's not easy to do. It's a lot of fucking
And
work.
Not only that, when you're watching it, you're like, oh, it's flawless.
Right.
They're
right,
not
right.
even messing up any words.
Nah.
Like, how long would it take to film all that with, like, no mistakes?
Right.
Because it's, like, huge scenes.
No, 100%.
He's walking down the stairs.
I mean, what he did is, like, you know, I know rap heads are always going to have their opinions. Like, oh, that's not real shit or whatever. But it's, like, you just got to look at the craftsmanship of it. You know?
Are you proud of your girl Awkwafina? Like...
Oh, of course.
Like, her trajectory is
crazy.
Dude.
I would say.
Because how did y'all link up? Because y'all were in that documentary together.
So early on, I met her like probably 8 years ago or so. And this was like when she was start getting some viral attention on
with her music.
Like, her first single.
Like My Vag?
My Vag, yeah. So My Vag first came out. And I was like, of course, she's like this is like a very interesting Asian woman doing rap, which you didn't see.
She's
often
from the East
of.
Coast,
yeah,
too, right?
New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You didn't see a lot of that. So I found her interesting already.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
yeah.
You don't see a lot of Asian women in hip hop at the time. At the time, you didn't see a lot of Asian women in hip hop being funny. You know,
funny,
and not
dude.
Taking herself too seriously, and
it's
I like
voice,
that.
Her voice was
yeah,
unique. Yeah, because
a lot of my career has been like that. Mm-hmm. Like I don't, I, you know, I have fun with it, and I saw her, I reached out automatically because anytime I see like dope people, I want to work with them.
Yeah,
that's
so you
why
DM'd her?
Yeah, I just DM'd her. I was like, yo, I love what you do, blah blah. Like, you know, I go to New York often next time. Let's link. So we linked. We became friends.
Yeah,
and I actually had plans to kind of live in New York for a few months,
cool,
and then
cool.
She had a place, and I actually was her roommate for like a good couple of months.
Really?
In New York. Yeah,
we're like in like Manhattan, near Manhattan or something.
Greenpoint.
Okay.
Greenpoint,
yeah.
Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah. So we're in Greenpoint, and for those few months, we became really close.
You guys record?
She's one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at the time. You see, like, when I went to Greenpoint, became her roommate, she was already kind of transitioning into other things. You know, she was already, like, taking off.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Taking off. Crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
What were your thoughts when you saw her in the Oscars? Like,
bro.
I mean, you.
I mean, that wasn't even just
that,
the pinnacle.
That tripped me
it's
out
because like
I'm like, oh,
her.
There she is. She's at the Kodak Theater.
I mean, just seeing her
she's
even
there.
Host SNL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That
like,
was a trip.
I think that was the big one for me because it was like, that's always been a dream of mine too, you know, host
oh, yeah,
SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
So seeing her do that was like a proud moment. And then like, but here's the thing. Beyond even Awkwafina, like I have other famous homies and I love that like they're just kind of the same people.
Oh, they had the fame and the money.
Nah,
didn't change
hell
them?
Nah. That's the, yeah. That's
give me
the,
some examples of that. I
want to like Awkwafina is like one of those.
She's
people.
The same.
She's the same person, you know.
Because
I mean?
You would think, because that could fuck with your head.
She,
you know
and
I mean?
She's like she and she's obviously made like a lot of money at this point, and she still doesn't know how to fucking use the money. She'll like did buy she? Shit. She'll turn her like living room into a Dave and Buster's. You know what I mean? Like, like every time I go to there, some new like,
she got, like a basketball
carnival game or something. I'm like, where the fuck did you buy this thing?
So she doesn't know what to do.
Like she's just, you know,
with the money.
She has fun. She loves like, you know, just when we go out,
she's
like buying drinks and food for her
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she's, you know, she has people who financially advise her and stuff like that. But she's not like. She's like a regular, you know, she's the same girl pretty much.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Still cracking jokes, clowning.
Yeah.
We link anytime she's not working.
Yeah.
You know, but she's been working so hard the past couple of years. It's like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back
she's in
movies,
movies, dude.
Back
she's in
back
major
movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back-to-back movies. And one thing I love about her is she gives her homies opportunities. She's given
dude,
me an opportunity.
I would love
in multiple
things. The future for her, y'all to write a movie about Cape Town where it's on some Korean shit, like some, like you're like the
what,
fucking.
What do you, how do you see a K-Town movie playing out? Because this is interesting.
No, I thought about you. I'm like, dude, if yeah, if like.
Do you see it as like a gangster thing? Because
yeah,
feel like a
I
lot
think
of
you
people
would be,
always
oh,
see that
dude.
Gangster thing, and everyone wants to make Asian gangster movies because I think when you look at foreign Asian gangster movies,
yeah.
They're cool. But I don't know how cool that would be, you know, out here.
It would be interesting to make it a timepiece where it's like in the 70s or 80s when Koreatown. I don't know when it got established, but. I've heard.
I mean, I would have to do research because I.
Yeah,
wasn't
but no, I heard there
time.
Was a territorial things like.
Really,
going.
I didn't.
Yeah, because I didn't even know this. You know, Clover, that gang Clover.
No.
The way they got that was, it was a Irish neighborhood mixed
right.
in with a Chicano neighborhood. So the Irish like cats
really?
Linked up, and they were in a gang.
See, that's
with the fucking with the Mexican homies. That's how they came up with the Clover and shit.
Wow.
So some shit like that where it's historical where, oh, shit, Irish immigrant. I'm just giving you
yeah,
context.
Yeah, yeah.
Irish immigrants, but how the first settlers in that neighborhood linked up with like the local, you know, Hispanic neighborhood, and how they had to join forces for the streets or some shit. Like, just,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that, no, I looked that up because I watch, you know, I'm up watching YouTube shit. And like, they have,
I forgot, you know what I mean? All like, those, like, yeah, the origin stories, the LA origin, you know, shit like that.
And I'm like, wait a minute, Clover. And I thought, how the fuck, why a Clover?
Right.
And there was a chapter on that. And I'm like, wait a minute, Irish motherfuckers lived in there?
Yeah.
That's how they came up with that. But going back to Koreatown, make it a historical piece before they named it Koreatown, because they had to fight for that shit somehow.
Right. Yeah.
And then you're linked in there.
Nah, I mean,
you know, nah, man. Rex,
that's the thing.
Rick.
With me, it's like I rep the neighborhood proudly, but I've never represented like a gang or anything like that. I have friends who are gang members and things like that, but I've never, you know, judged them or nothing like that.
It doesn't have to be gang. You could be like a street artist, like a tattoo, like something where you're part of some subculture. It doesn't have to be gang affiliated, but somehow that's in that I guess that world, but I feel like
I'm more, my role is to look at the neighborhood and see the locals that are from there who might not even have an opportunity to tell those stories, right? And I want to just be able to like be the bridge to them to like the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's the thing. Like a lot of the locals never get a chance to tell their story ever. Because whether they're not, whether there's communication skills, maybe they're sometimes too prideful or whatnot. I feel like I want to help kind of, you know, do that. Like, I want to be the bridge.
Yeah.
I want to be the bridge.
Oh, I thought of an idea. What about this? Like, let's go back to Menace to Society, where it's like your fucking typical, like your folks own the liquor store.
Right.
And you have homies coming through, but then you crush that stereotype. Let's say they, because you know you battle rap, and so through meeting them, they're like, they start looking at the Korean community different, because it's like, oh, that the liquor store's son, he raps,
right,
like on some shit like that, where, because all we see in this is
the liquor store's son raps.
Yeah, all we see is I feel sorry for your mother, and then boom. And then boom, in the background, and that's all we get.
I haven't seen. I heard that. I don't. You know, Snowfall. That movie. I mean, that show, Snowfall.
No.
Apparently, there's a show on FX called Snowfall, and it's about like I think L.A. and drug dealers and just classic 80s, 90s L.A. or something. I haven't seen it. I haven't watched a single episode.
But
people swear it's like one of the best shows in years.
So
I think they show maybe some like an Asian or Korean family or something. I gotta watch it.
And then you have Kim's Convenience. What's that one from Canada?
Yeah, Canada.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about Canada. Like I always feel like Canada's such a different world to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have Canadian friends, you know, because a lot of the battle stuff happened in Toronto.
Yeah, because King of the Dogs.
Yeah, but Canada is so different to me. Like anytime I see a Canadian show, it still feels different. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. So that's maybe a bad comparison. But you got make it LA.
I feel like if you would talk about Korean, it has to be LA because LA has the biggest Korean community
after Korea. Yeah.
And it's like it's a complete depiction of like what it's like to be Korean in America, like LA, Koreatown. You know?
What are the advantages? Because when I do make my move, how do I know where to move in Koreatown? How do I know where to eat? Because I'll end up being at Yoshinobu. Like you guys would be at the real. You guys would be at the real.
Nah,
spot,
bro. You get the spots, bro.
I'm eating Yoshinobu like or Subway. I'm just eating Subway sandwich.
You know
like,
what? Have
I
you,
don't know where to go. Dude.
Have you had enough like Koreans who've like been your gateway to Korean culture? You know what I mean? Like, who would you? Because I know you and your brother never really grew up around.
He doesn't even know. He goes to the Arirang. He'll go
to. I think he does.
Baekjeong. He'll go to the same spots.
Bobby's been around for so long that even if it's been a few times over the years, it's been a lot of times.
Oh, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to go to the Korean spa.
Oh, are you guys?
Yeah, I'm going to try to vlog
that's
it.
That's fucking funny.
Because I tried to vlog it before.
That's funny.
So I was at the Korean spa and I was filming. And I know I'm not supposed to film.
Yeah.
I fucking went like this, and I filmed some fool's dick. Like,
oh my god!
So I got him
because you can get in trouble.
I know,
right?
No. He called me out. He goes, "Hey," And he, this fucking dude, some tune or whatever, fucking, he made me fucking erase it in front of him.
Oh, wow.
He goes, hey, what did you, like, let me see the footage. And I go, hey, no, I'm just doing a vlog. And he goes, yeah, shikya, you go, yeah. And then I'm just like, fuck. I had a whole 15-minute perfect vlog. I had me in the steam room.
Oh, he made you delete it.
We're naked. Yeah, we're both naked. We're all naked walking around with the towels. And I got, hey, this room, this is the jacuzzi area. Yeah. I got the steam room. I got the sauna. Yeah. And I fucking, that one slip up.
Oh,
you
man.
Know that sit down? Okay, there's a sit down area where you sit down and you could like wash up.
Yeah.
I caught him down there. Oh, fucking.
You got a quick graze of the dick.
Of his, yeah.
You got the dick graze.
Go to and he fucking, yeah. So tomorrow I want to fucking, hey, dude, that's what people don't understand. Korean spas are different than your fucking.
Well, Korean spas is like.
Talk about it. Like, what are the differences?
I mean, you're naked. Like, with each other. I mean, there's spas that I think do that too besides Koreans. I don't know. Do they?
And if you bring your, like. Other races, like the white dude or the black dude or the Mexican dude, they're gonna put on the trunks.
I mean, a lot of people are uncomfortable. Like I don't care anymore. I remember my dad took me to a Korean spa when I was a kid, you know, and
oh,
I wasn't comfortable. Like I was like fucking shy. And
was
shit,
this in Korea
know?
Or here?
No, out here. Out
okay,
here.
And they're everyone.
But I know
naked.
They do it out there too. But I never went out there because if I went out there after I was grown and I had tattoos,
yeah.
So like I was always trying to hide my tattoos from like. For my grandparents and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
So we weren't going to go to the fucking spa.
No.
My sister was avoiding it too much. My sister was blasted. And the women do that too. Like, it's like a bonding experience. You go with your relatives. You're butt naked. My sister's tatted more than me, bro.
She got more ink than you?
Yeah, she got way more ink than me. She has Los Angeles
what
tatted
is,
across
yeah, well, what is it about Koreans from there that about tattoos they have this bad
they're
stigma?
Just,
like,
I don't know. It's not like Japan. Like, Japan is like,
yeah,
when you're tattooed, you're Yakuza.
Yakuza shit,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In Korea, it's just like more like you're just a kind of a, I don't know, you're just dirty or something. That's what
their
crazy. Thought is.
What's the word in Korean? Gangpe? Is it?
Gangpe is gangster, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's not good. There's never like a.
That's not a good word.
No one says like, America is one of the few places like, it's like positive, like that's gangster.
Yeah,
like that's like a positive thing.
Yo,
your heart is
dude.
Fuck.
Even in Korea, there's some gangster shit. Like when we were young, like my brother and I—they'll know if you're Korean and you're from America. Mm-hmm. They'll know that.
Yeah,
they took his watch, dog. He had a calculator watch.
Oh, really?
They robbed him, dude.
God damn.
We were kids. You know, we had bleached hair. You know, they knew. So they got him for everything. They're like, "Give me that. Give me that."
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
In Korea?
In Korea. In Korea,
wow.
They're like, give me your calculator watch. What is that?
How are you going to? You can't get punked in Korea, bro.
What? We're kids. I know.
That's a shameful thing.
Well, that's shameful.
As a Korean American, we cannot get punked in Korea.
This is like 1983, dude.
You know, honestly, I could see that because I think Koreans then, like, they didn't give a fuck. Like, we were like
poor,
the bitches.
Dog.
We were like the little bitches.
They're
then.
Poor.
Yeah.
They're like, what's this guy? He's got
because
some advanced shit on
I know,
his
like,
wrist.
Later down the line, when I first went, it was like all the gangster Korean Americans would get sent to Korea to be disciplined or just run away from trouble. You know what I mean? So maybe during that time, they were just like, fuck these Korean American motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They could spot them a mile away.
Yeah,
they're like, give me your shit.
Yeah, they can because every you know, Korean Americans cut their hair different from like Korean Koreans. You know, they dress different.
Oh yeah,
they talk different. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
But things are getting a little bit more blurred now.
You
you'll
think
see,
so?
You'll
you
see
think...
dudes out there like,
dude, like
oh, fuck
Jin
us
Cho
from Melrose.
Crew, they're all tatted. The fucking B-boy crews.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning of the Owl.
You'll see dudes there that's like, oh, this guy must be from Echo Park. Like you know, you don't know. Like he could be, and he's like Korean.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. What is it about Korea? Why do they have the best, like such good B-boy? Like why?
I mean,
I noticed that dog. Like, I'm like, okay, there's this Rivers crew.
I don't know, like
Jinjo crew.
Yeah, I mean,
like, when did this start happening?
I don't know. They incorporate a lot of power moves. That's the thing, right? It's like they do a lot of
like
flips and head
spins. B-boy pocket.
Yeah, that kid is.
That kid's. Like,
I met that kid when he was a kid.
You met him?
Yeah, I met him when I was a kid.
So B-boy pocket is like this big, but he's fucking like Cock Diesel.
But he started as this
Hulk.
Kid, and he was already one of the top like power move guys in the world. Like, he can do just. I don't even know what some of the moves are called.
I don't either.
Just crazy.
Air flare.
Spinny
I don't
things.
Know.
He did
it.
Crazy spinny things.
Yeah.
But like he was insane, bro. And now he just looks like a, you know what he looks like? Like one
he's
of them kangaroos, the Australian kangaroos that are jacked. like the Jack.
We need to edit that out, Doc. We can't call him a kangaroo.
No, shout out to B-Boy Pocket.
I doubt he's gonna watch this.
But
again,
you know, like just a baby jacked kangaroo.
He is,
bro.
Dude. His
like,
arms
just jacked,
dude. How old is it? I'm just curious. How old is
I
that
met
kid?
Him when he was a kid, but he must be
how
older
did
now.
You meet
he's in his
B-Boy
20s.
Like,
because I went to Korea. The first time I went to Korea, I hosted one of the biggest B-Boy festivals called R16.
So you met Skim and
I
Wing.
Met all those guys.
You
I know all of them. I know Hong Ten. Yeah, I know Wing.
They got
Differ.
Their own dojo, like B-Boy Dojo. Like, they got their own, like, facility and shit.
Dude, they were doing that shit, like, every day and whatever in their gyms. And
they practice at 3 in the morning. They just meet up.
Bro, I'm sure. I mean, to be that good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is wild. I don't know. I've always wanted a B-Boy just because
me
I was
too.
Like,
they always got the girls, man.
It would
man.
Just be a good flex.
At the club, too.
If I
like,
could just backflip at any given moment, it'd be
a
flex.
Or do a backspin.
That should be a flex, bro.
Or, like, remember Knitting Factory? That's how I, like, that was our days.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
Like,
I haven't seen enough backflips in K-Town. Considering I live in Koreatown, you would
wait,
think
wait,
more
wait,
people.
Wait. There's a club scene like where people dance.
And I'm just saying in general, just out on the street. Like I feel like I should have seen more backflips in my life of people just doing backflips.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that. Would get
and I'm
a
not
girl's
saying
attention.
That because they're Asian or Korean. Yeah. I'm just saying like I just should have seen more back people doing backflips. Yeah. I just haven't seen. I might have seen 10 backflips in person in my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should have seen way more.
You definitely could. You stand out, and you already got like the women's attention. Like, if you could do that, you're like, oh, he's like a superhero. Like,
how much percent do you think you get of getting some pussy if you can backflip?
Well, you
does
need,
that increase in
no,
any
no,
percentage?
No, 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 that's
if you can backflip.
No, no, no.
You, are you most like more likely?
No, you need to add a couple other variables.
Okay,
yeah, you
okay.
You can't just walk in a room and go, hey, and do a backflip.
That
you
can't be your one move.
You have to do some top rock.
Yeah, yeah. You
so
need
you
more
top
shit.
Rock a little
okay,
bit,
okay, okay,
and
okay.
Then if you,
you
top
need more
rock,
moves, yeah.
You need to top rock for at least 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Set up the backflip.
So you can't backflip and be like, pussy, please.
You can't be at the bar.
I think so, pussy. Now.
Order your Heineken and be like, hey, everyone.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then be just backflip. Because that's weird. Because you look crazy.
B-boying was the one element of hip-hop I always thought got all the girls.
That's
like
what I'm
saying. When I was growing up. When
me
I was
too.
Growing up,
me
you know?
Too. Even when I lived in Arizona, like, at all the spots.
And,
like,
and the truth is, it was, actually. It was. But I think rapping gets you the most ultimately in the end.
Oh yeah, because they
you know
can hear
I mean?
You over with the
just
walk,
the confidence.
The, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And when you
and
like
they can
when you
hear
freestyle
you. There's a
some
recording
dope.
It.
There's nothing like when you freestyle a dope line and then everyone goes ooh ah you know
yeah
what I mean?
Yeah
like,
yeah yeah yeah.
B-boys is like it's impressive, but you need like
stamina
and yeah and so you need space. Like everyone needs space
needs
to
be the
get
right
away from
side.
It.
Yeah.
The girl when you freestyle on cyber, they could be right there. You know what I mean? But when you're b-boying, you need 10 feet of space. You might get kicked accidentally.
Because it's like b-boying, you're on some gymnast shit too. You're not just, you know what I mean? Like, you're a superhero kind of.
Dude, I think so. I mean, the shit that I seen in breakdancing, man, I really envy it. Like, it was the one thing I always wanted to master.
What?
Just breakdancing.
You took a shot.
I did. I you know, it was just the 6 step, top rock, and
six step,
the easiest.
Or the 90, you're like trying to do the 90.
Little things like that, handstand, trying to balance, you know.
Yeah.
I would have liked to windmill. Like,
yeah.
I almost got it going.
Yeah.
You know?
Mestizo used to break too. Like,
yeah. I thought something that was cooler than breakdance is pop locking, like pop and locking.
Or animation shit. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember seeing animation on Hollywood
Boulevard. Yeah, OG.
He was the cool, like, Avengers. Yeah. I'm like, okay, who's that guy?
I just felt like when I was a skinny kid, and when you're skinny, you know, like, pop locking just looks cooler to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We can't even impersonate it. That's how bad we are. Like,
what if, like, okay, so, like, if I were to go down to K-Town, I move down there, and you're like, hey, come out to this club. But then secretly I'm watching YouTube videos. Could I try to at least attempt to dance in the club, like b-boy?
What?
Because this has happened to me. It's backfired.
Yeah.
Where I'm at the Knitting Factory and I'm kind of fucking around. This is what happens. Like b-boy, you're like a signal.
Yeah.
If you even are reminiscent to any kind of up rock, they'll be like, they'll, you know what I mean? They'll be like, okay.
Okay, come on, what do you got?
Like, they'll swarm in on you. So you could be fucking around just having
fun. It's happened to me. You've given out mixed signals.
I've given mixed signals.
So what are you doing that draws attention?
I'm kind of doing a half running man. It's kind of like I'm just like, you know, like, I'm like.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
Because in the 90s, there was a thing called housing.
Yeah.
You got fluorescent laces, right. You know what I mean? Stussy, all that. And it's kind of like b-boying, but not like the groundwork. It's more up rock.
Yeah.
So I used to fuck around with that. You know, there's a club where that was the first time I saw The Far Side. And I'm like, you know, shit like that. But then I would kind of do that, but not fully committed. Where I'm kind of doing the troop.
Next thing you know,
I'm kind of doing the troop.
16 people around you egging you on. You're like, I was just.
No. They'll swarm in, and next thing you know, I'm in a wolf pack circle.
Yeah. They're all clapping their hands.
And they're flipping on you and spinning on you. And you're just like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But if you did that in K Town, they wouldn't trip on
you. No one's really starting a breakdance circle cypher in K-Town or anywhere.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, like, what era are you living in right now?
I don't know.
Nobody is doing that right now.
But are people dancing at the clubs, though?
Even that. What's the scene like? You know, I feel like, you know, there needs to be more dancing, you know, obviously. Yeah. I mean, yes, people are dancing, but not like we used to dance. Everyone used to dance, you know what I mean?
Now it's too cool. They're on there for a TikTok video. Like, we were just talking about TikTok. Maybe it's like for their social media.
I think because people are dancing less, my dancing has gotten worse. Because your dance skills only get better when you're dancing with people. Like, I'm not a solo dancer. I'm a dancer where you gotta get it going, you know? And if I don't have that other person getting me going.
So you're not the dude at the rave in the jungle room, no. Just in the corner.
No. Like, I'm not you. I'm not you, bro. I need somebody to warm me up. I need somebody to warm me up.
I used to do that. That was me.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah. Oh, ask JJ. Okay. Ask JJ. In the jungle, the drum and bass room, who's that guy in the corner?
All right.
On like mushrooms or Molly or something, and I'm just zoning out, like, you know, freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that won't float in K-Town.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not. K-Town is not like the club mecca and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just I think the best nights in L.A. is like, you know, the ones that play like funk, soul, reggae, like all like things like that, and. Just modern shit.
So
but
there's no slow dance? You know, like school dances and shit like that? There's no, like, fucking slow dancing?
Why? Do you think there's still slow dances out here?
I haven't been to a club.
You are not that old.
I'm pretty old, dude. I'm pretty old. I'm in my 40s, man. So
what
do
you think is going on? Like,
I don't know what's going on.
Mrs. Kim. Would you join me, Mrs. Kim, on this dance over here?
Yeah.
Oh, by myself.
But so there's grind, like there's more like grinding.
It's just lit. It's just turn. There's no slow. It's all like extra hype. Everything is hype. You know.
Yeah.
You know Zoe.
Yeah, DJ Zoe.
Zoe DJs at like Arena.
Oh, when does he does?
Yeah, like I don't. It gets so packed in there. Like I rarely go. I mean, but I know he DJs there, and it's just lit over there. That's like the young Asian spot where he gets the parties popping. You know.
Right.
I'm just more like a bar guy now. Mm-hmm. I just chill at a bar with some friends and just talk shit.
Drink a couple beers.
That's how I like. Yeah. You get washed and you just talk shit at a bar.
Let's do this because we're winding down. I haven't had a lot of b-boys on here. I reached out to b-boy Casper a few times, you know, because I used to see him dance on the boulevard.
Casper was dope as fuck. He's an L.A. like.
Yeah. But I like for all the dancers out there, I'd like to interview them. Like I haven't had any, barely.
Yeah. Like maybe they're one. Like, we talk with our bodies.
No, I had one.
We talk with our bodies.
Vinsanity. I had, shout out to Vinsanity.
Right.
I had one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would like to interview, like, the old style elements.
I'm not really tapped into the dance community like that. Yeah. I mean, I know some of those, like, oh, you know who I can hook you up with? some of those guys from like Kinjas and stuff. You know, like the choreography crews.
Yeah,
is like that, they're more like the, you know, the Jabberwocky, like,
yeah, that type of shit.
That type of shit. Yeah. So if you want to interview any of them,
They do like the role, like they know.
Yeah,
the
like
role.
Synchronized the role. Finger tuts. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, fuck you. Yeah.
Well, what's a finger tut? Oh, it's like the fucking.
Like they're solving puzzles. Solving puzzles Tetris. With their fingers. Yeah, they're solving puzzles.
Yeah. Oh, so you're cool with them?
Yeah, I know those guys. Okay, yeah, that's what's up. Can. If you want to interview them, I could probably set that up.
How come
for you
haven't had a lot of b-boys or b-girls on? They don't podcast.
I feel I don't have much of an interest to get them on my podcast. Okay, that sounds bad. But I respect the craft.
I respect the craft. Yeah,
but it's like, I really want to like have an hour convo with these dudes? I love watching their shit.
Yeah.
Like if they could finger tut just on during the interview the whole time or something. I put a finger tut camera and a camera on the interview.
Okay.
I don't know. I just that's the thing with me with my like. Yeah. There's a lot of people I know, but I don't ask even people I know to be on my pod all the time. Like people with followings all the time. Because I think about like, who am I going to actually have a good conversation with? And I learned this from having tons of bad conversations with people.
On your podcast?
On my podcast. I'll invite somebody because I think they're interesting, but they're not necessarily interesting to talk to. You know what I mean?
And like, going back to the dancing, that's more you have to just see it rather than talk about
after
it,
some
right?
have good stories and interesting, but I just... It's not enough from the jump to be like, okay, I'll take a chance and do that.
Yeah. You know what are the most like entertaining, like the comedians for sure?
That's why comedians
because they have stories,
it.
Man.
They kill it on podcasts because every comedian knows how to talk and say funny shit.
Exactly.
Everyone wants the comedians on the podcast.
Yeah.
But even like rappers, I've interviewed rappers.
And they're boring?
They're boring. Not all of them, but some of them are boring. And because you don't know what you're guaranteed. So comedians, you're... Almost all the time, guaranteed at least a decent conversation.
Like
you know
every
I mean?
Other week, I have a comedian.
Right.
You have to. Have you done one podcast, like certain podcasts, where you're just sitting there and you're counting the time? You're like, God damn, it's like 8 minutes.
Yeah, there's podcasts I cut short. You know, I had to do it like 20-minute podcast. I was like, I think we had all the time here today. anything you want to plug? It's like, what do you mean? I just got here, bro. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
So I mean, you know, there's things like that.
Let's say because we're winding down. Sure. I wanted to talk about fun with them.
Yep.
Dude, great setup. Great new setup.
Thank
by the
you
way.
For
yeah.
coming. I appreciate
yeah,
you.
Dude, it looks
that
great.
Was fun. That was funny.
The
fun.
Way the everything's situated looks
thank
great.
You,
when do? How do people tune in and find
fun
that?
With them? Comes out on YouTube and all the streaming platforms every Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually shoot it on Tuesday and we do it live Tuesday.
That,
at
I like
1,
that.
1 p.m. Pacific time Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do it live. We take calls too.
That's dope.
So you can call in. You could type in the chat. You could. Mm-hmm. It's a very interactive experience. You could talk shit in the chat with people have talked shit to me. Mm-hmm. It's annoying because I got to pretend like I didn't see that in the chat.
Right. Do you read comments and shit like that?
I do, man. I hate that. I hate like.
Why do you do that?
I'm talking like 15 years on the internet and still reading fucking comments and getting pissed about shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. You still do that?
Yeah.
Do you respond back or do you just let it flow?
No. And that's the mistake. When you do respond, it's like, they got you. You know what I mean? Like, they got you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they want.
They want
and
that.
I've fallen for it and I talk shit and I always end up losing. It's like when I respond, I lose because. They come at you harder and they talk more shit and it makes you feel shittier and you just lose.
Yeah. So what's the best thing to do? Just block and ignore?
Nah, I just read the comments and see what's going on. And I still, in the end of the day, I do respect like what people have to say. And sometimes I think that maybe I get mad because they might have a point. That's when I get mad. Is when maybe they criticize me for something and they
but
might
it's
have a
well
point.
Thought out.
I probably was thinking deep down like that I was thinking
shit.
The same thing,
no.
But I didn't want to admit it. You
oh,
know,
that's hurtful.
And that's hurtful.
That's hurtful.
But that's when you know that okay, you got to trust your gut and instinct about certain things. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten real like you look like an alien. if it wasn't for. Your brother this, you don't get girls, your dad should have killed you.
Wow.
On some, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you're going to have to, as you get bigger, you just have to deal with that, you know?
That's an interesting point, because that means you are getting bigger, because if you don't have haters, that means you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the podcast world, the community of viewers and listeners could be very toxic, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're so toxic to, like, women co-hosts and, like, guests and shit. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for, like, a lot of the women co-hosts sometimes.
Oh, they shit on them a lot?
Yeah, I see, like, podcasts with, like, the one woman
and co-host, they'll just go at
and they'll go at her. And I'm like, don't you think you're toxic when you there's a pattern of, like, everyone going at the only woman on the fucking show?
They do
show?
That to Steph?
I think the Dave Steph has gotten her own fan base where the people love her now. You know what
right,
I mean? But I think
right.
when she first came on, people weren't sure.
Oh.
You know, like and then I know like Bobby's dealt with that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. like it's like oh, all yeah. at this point it's like.
But if at the end of the day, if you're making money on your podcast and your content, then who freaking?
That's what I'm saying.
Because you
so
win
stupid.
At the end if you're making money on it.
They did. Everyone's won
Come on,
now.
Dude.
You know, everyone's won now. Now like
yeah.
you know, Kalila has her own shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so your Instagram, Twitter, like, what about your Instagram handle?
What do you mean, what about?
let's plug some more stuff. Website.
I'm dumbfounded. All right.
No, what about your merch? Like, how do they get the baseball jersey, man? Come on.
Because I got to say, I feel like the social media plug thing nowadays is just kind of like.
I'm so.
All right.
No,
social,
no,
if you don't know how to find somebody on social media after an interview.
Like, dude, it's OCD. It's an OCD
no,
thing
true,
for
it's
me.
It's good.
It's
good.
An OCD
everyone
thing.
Does it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
does
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I get it. But dumbfounded everywhere. If you want some of the K-Town merch, which I gave.
See, dude.
You wore it in a podcast episode, right?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
I wore it. Yeah,
the Koreatown
it.
Baseball
yeah,
jersey.
It's dope. It's
and you
might have
seen Bobby wear it, too, on Bad
it's
Friends
dope.
And stuff.
It's dope.
A lot of podcasters actually cop my gear, which is dope.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can cop it at dumbfounded.com, and there's a merch section. I'm about to restock on all the sizes. I have a new colorway. It's going to be sick.
On the baseball jersey?
Baseball jerseys. I'm going to have a little trucker hat. It's going to be sick.
Ooh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need to talk
Sorry,
about
bro.
That.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. No Patreon?
No Patreon. Do you have a Patreon?
Yeah.
I got to get on that.
Yeah,
how do you
yeah,
like
yeah.
it?
It takes you gotta be on it,
right?
Yeah, I'm like I have to like switch up my tiers and shit, like because it's like
yeah.
$3 tier,
but it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean it yeah. I don't I'm not killing it on there. I you know I put effort, but it's like I'm not like fucking like trying to mastermind some perfect Patreon
right,
thing. You know
right,
what I mean?
Because right.
like I took on another fucking podcast,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that's taken a
and congrats,
whole lot
you're killing
of thank
that.
You, dude.
Yeah,
and that puts. That takes a lot of time and fucking effort.
Every time I post you on my IG story, people send me mad scissor emojis.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They do.
We shit.
And at first, I was like, I didn't put two and two together. I was like, what do you want me to cut them out of my life? What
dude,
do you want
we,
me to like?
I
was
we, like? No, no, it's like they're doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
The, but we thonged and we fucking shit, dude, on camera.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you
I got to watch
it?
That one. I you know you talked
it.
About
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
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 yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to become a patron. StevieWeebyShow.com, Instagram, QUANGOU, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. How about your you didn't say how they can find your music.
Do you forget your links all the time? Why
no,
are you
I,
reading
I,
it?
Up,
I was like, why are
you
reading?
Sound,
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
No, no.
I was just like, why are you
no, no,
reading
no, no.
your links?
No, this is going back to the OCD thing.
Okay.
I
see.
Because
I
want to
okay,
look.
Okay. I got
like
you. I got you.
Somewhat perfect. Like,
I'm
hey,
sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
yeah,
was kind of
no,
like.
It's in here too, but I just. It's a security blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like going
yeah.
through the checklist. Yeah.
And one last thing Stevie's P.O. Box 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391 LA, California 90093. Let's talk about the music, like the music videos you have out, and like how do they best support the music?
I'm working on my next album. It's been a while since I put out songs and stuff because I'm trying to balance all these things that I want to do in my life, and I'm finally getting a chance to do that and spending time to work on it. I come into all these new crafts very respectfully. Like I want to pay my dues, just the same way I paid my dues in the rap game, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just always going to start from rap and what I did in rap and music, and I'm going to keep making music too.
And then what's the best way they could find like your music videos? Just Dumbfounded, type in Dumbfounded, boom.
Yeah, Dumbfounded, and you can see my catalog. If you're not familiar with me, you can see what I've done so far.
Spotify,
and
too.
If I, you know, I'm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got fun shit. Follow me on Instagram. I'm always posting something different every day. You know?
You still in touch with Open Mike? Are you guys still
Open Mike Eagles.
Shout out to Open Mike.
That motherfucker's killing it. Yeah, he's always killing
it. His podcast is dope.
Yeah, yeah. Like smart guy. You know, we've come from the same crew, swim team. Yeah.
You guys were on every fucking flyer back then, by the way.
Yeah, we were.
I'd be everywhere. It's like, they're on this show.
We were doing a lot of shows.
They're on this show
then.
Too. Oh, they're performing here at Zen Sushi. Oh, they're here.
That was a fun time. We just play a lot of different shows, and it was fun.
I miss Knitting Factory.
I do too.
I just remember so many good shows.
I missed that. Yeah. Hanging out outside, freestyling.
Or selling your CDs.
Yep. Selling CDs. Y'all don't know about that. Selling
they
CDs.
They don't know it.
Out
they
of
don't
a little
know that.
Box, you know, a little lunch pail.
That.
It was
you know
who's
the king of that? Mascaria, my homie Mascaria.
Yeah,
he was the king of that. He had so much inventory.
Or Percy P. Shout out Percy P. Yeah.
He always had shit to sell.
Percy P, I feel like, is like the time traveling rapper. He's just like every era, he's just going to show up.
Is he still, like, he's still doing it, right?
I haven't seen him in a long time, but I feel like he's somewhere in this world.
Shout out to Percy P.
Yeah.
Dude, it was an honor. You guys are always welcome.
Love you, Steve.
Love you, man.
Peace.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.